AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has pardoned a Democratic congressman and his wife in a federal bribery and corruption case. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
On this vote, the yeas are 219, the nays are 210.
Texas's Henry Cuellar has spent more than 20 years in Congress. He and his wife were due to stand trial next year after being charged with accepting bribes in exchange for the congressman advancing the interests of an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and a bank in Mexico. Cuellar says they're innocent. This morning, the president pardoned both, citing what he calls a weaponized justice system. The president says they were prosecuted because Henry Cuellar criticized Biden administration immigration policies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine and its European allies are accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of faking interest in peace efforts. Talks yesterday with the U.S. envoy at the Kremlin went nowhere. NATO's Mark Rutte says they are ready.
Putin believes he can outlast us, but we are not going anywhere. Today is yet another clear sign that he is wrong. We are strengthening our support for Ukraine and increasing pressure on Russia.
A day earlier, Putin accused the Europeans of sabotaging the U.S.-led peace efforts and warned that if provoked, Russia would be ready for war with Europe. Lebanon's prime minister says his country is far from diplomatic normalization or economic relations with Israel. The comments by the prime minister, Nawaf Salam, came despite a move toward direct negotiations between the two countries aimed at diffusing tensions. President Trump is expected to announce a proposal to weaken vehicle mileage rules for the auto industry. A lawyer who filed two wrongful death lawsuits over the fiery UPS cargo plane crash in Kentucky says the company put profits over safety by continuing to fly older planes. Last month's crash killed 14 people. This is AP News. Bad Bunny dethroned Taylor Swift as Spotify's most streamed artist.
Bad Bunny's album, Debí Tirar Más Fotos, was the most streamed album globally. Spotify unveiled its annual overview of individual listening trends, as well as trends from around the world Wednesday. Users can now access their top artists, songs, genres, albums, and podcasts, as well as uncover which artists had the biggest year on the platform. For the last 2 years, Taylor Swift has commanded the top spot globally, claiming it in 2023 and holding it for 2024. Bad Bunny held the coveted title for 3 years in a row beginning in 2020. Now the Latin artist is back on top. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Police in New Zealand are monitoring a man accused of swallowing a $19,000 pendant with the intention of smuggling it out of a jewelry store. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.